Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
For those of you who, this is your first week here.
如果你是这一次是第一个礼拜是你第一次的话。
I want you to know that this is a very special church.
这是一个很特别的教会。
As you may have noticed, I am not Chinese.
你可能都看得到我不是中国人。
And most of my family is not Chinese either.
那我家庭的主要的成员都不是中国人。
But this church has embraced us over the past year with a love that comes from God.
这个教会接纳我们家，用神的爱来包容我们。
We are thankful to be part of this congregation, and we can tell you that the house of Christ's love is truly a house of Christ's love.
谢谢这个教会，基督之家真的是基督的家。
Also, I have to apologize.
首先我说对不起。
Usually Chinese pastors can help with translation.
通常的中文的牧师可以帮助翻译。
I cannot help.
我没有办法。
If you're paying attention, you can see that something is very wrong with the world.
如果你注意的话，这个世界有很多的错误的事情。
Racial tensions are at an all-time high.
那个种族的紧张是这个前所未有的那么高。
In politics, people are more divided than we have been in 150 years.
在政治上面，人都更加的分离，比150年前更严重。
We believe the nation's leader does not share our faith.
我们相信我们国家的领导人没有跟我们没有共同的信仰。
The military is respected by some.
我们的国防的军人方面，你有一部分被人在尊重。
It's despised by others.
有一部分有给一些其他的人轻看。
Although the military is the strongest in the world.
虽然我们的军事是全世界最强的。
The gap between the rich and the poor seems to keep growing.
那贫富的差距越来越严重。
And perhaps the only one to truly benefit from the economy.Work for the government.
可能是说唯一从当中受益的就是那些在政府做事的人。
Our moral corruption is clear to most of the world.
我们道德的败坏是很清楚的看得到。
With our immoral sexual practices and our treatment of the poor.
那我们这个性上面的不道德跟我们对贫穷人的对待。
And spiritually?
属灵方面。
We are a mass of confusion.
我们真的是被很混乱的一代。
We have everything from monotheism to polytheism.
我们是从那个一神论到多神论。
Atheism to pantheism.
从无神论到泛神论。
Pantheism, people just think it will all pan out in the end.
大家都觉得泛神论在最后就会变成的最终极的这个。
Each of these has a solid foothold in the culture.
在每一个都在我们的文化当中占一席位。
So what do we do in such a state?
那我们在这个状况里面应该怎么做呢
？Where can we find the answers?
我们怎么找到答案呢
？I'm speaking, of course, of first century Judea.
其实我在讲的就是我们一世纪的犹大。
During the reign of Herod the Great.
就在那个大希律王统治的时代。
And he was an Edomite. He was not even a Jew.
他是一个以东人，他不是一个犹太人。
And of course, Caesar wasn't either.
凯撒当然更不是。
The Jews and the Gentiles were sharply divided.
犹太人跟外邦人是分隔的很开。
Some Jews adopted the politics and the language of the Greeks and the ruling Romans.
在希腊的犹太人，他们使用了这个希腊跟罗马人的文化跟语言
，and they were in conflict with the Jews who were more traditional and held to their beliefs.
他们跟这个传统的犹太人，在犹大的犹太人有很多的冲突。
The Roman Empire had the most powerful military in the world.
罗马帝国有那个最强大的军队。
And the Jewish people loved the peace that brought.But hated that they weren't truly free.
犹太人喜欢那个里面所想的享受的和平，但是他们不喜欢他们的自由被剥夺。
So in many ways, the situation at that time mirrored our own situation.
在很多方面来讲，那个时候的状况就跟我们现在的很类似。
But in the account of the visit of the wise men, we find the answers to the challenges of our day.
在那个像一个博士在寻找耶稣的时候，我们从当中找到答案。
Because it's the answer to the question they ask, where is he who has been born the king of the Jews?
这就是这个问题的答案，就是那单身为犹太人的王在哪里。
So let's take our bulletins and or your Bible. We're going to read from the bulletin, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 in Chinese.
请打开你的周报，我们读这个马太福音二章一到十二节。马太福音二章一到二章一到十二节，当希律王的时候，耶稣身在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：‘犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来，牧养我以色列民。’”当下，希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那信是什么时候出现的，就差他们到往伯利恒去，说：“你们去只是寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那里就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏敬拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话语。
Thanks be to God.
感谢神。
Understanding the contextof the wise man will help us understand why this passage is important to us.
看到这个博士这段经文的背景，我们就比较明白为什么这段经文对我们很重要。
It isn't only a story about a few men that highlights the international significance of Jesus.
这不是一个单单就是一个故事，就是突出了这个故事的国际的影响力。
Although there is certainly something we see here of the fulfillment in part of Isaiah chapter 60.
我们确实可以看到这里是在应验的以赛亚书的对于这个博士的预言。
Where the nations are brought to him to worship.
万国都带到他面前来。
As non-Jews, like probably all of us are,
我们都不是犹太人。
The wise men are types for us to follow in our striving to worship the King of Kings.
那三个博士就是我们要跟随的那种的人，以及我们可以在努力在我们的敬拜我们的万王之王。
In a time of conflict and tension,
在这个冲突紧张的时候
chaos and uncertainty,
在混乱跟不确定的时候
what these men do,
这些人所做的
these men of learning,
这些人是有教养的人
of wisdom,
有智慧的人
And seeking perspective,
从而寻找这个看法的人
is an example for us.
是我们的一个榜样。
So first, what they did was they heard about Christ.
所以第一个他们做的就是他们听到基督。
If you go to the next slide, please, brother. Bible says, "For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him."
圣经说他们看到这个星起来，就前来敬拜他。
The wise men were already searching.
那三个博士已经在寻找了。
We don't have a scriptural account of exactly how it was that they knew about the star.
在圣经里面没有讲到他的确是怎么样的去寻找到这个，他们怎么知道这个伯利恒的信息心会带他们到基督里面。
How they knew that it would lead to Christ.
大家怎么知道他们会带到基督那里呢？
How they knew the coming of the Messiah.
他们怎么知道弥赛亚的来临呢？
And we don't even know what their religion was.
我们连他们的信仰都不知道。
Really, we don't know how many of them there were.
其实我们也不知道他们有多少人。
What we do know is that they were searching.
我们知道的就是他们在寻找。
And they were searching probably the prophecies of Daniel and of Balaam.
我们他们很有可能就是根据这个巴兰跟但以理先知的先知书里面所找的。
They heard about Christ because they were seeking to hear about him.
他们听到基督，因为他们在寻找去要听见他。
Now you may think at first that this part is easy, that it's already done for us.
你可能觉得这一个是最容易的部分，因为我们已经做过了。
After all, we're here.
到最后我们已经在这里了。
But does the fact that Jesus' name is mentioned mean you are truly hearing about him?
但是这个，单单是耶稣的名被宣讲的时候，是不是代表说你已经听到他呢？
Does the existence of a building where people gather at a particular day of the week and time that's associated with Christianity mean anything?
是不是一些人他聚集在一个在跟基督有关的那个建筑物里面，就是跟可以代表一切呢？
Does the fact that a person with a religious title delivers a message to you mean that you will hear of Jesus himself?
是不是一个在教会里面有职分的人跟你宣讲，就代表说你已经听到基督呢？
Absolutely not.
一定不是的。
There is one place and one place only that you are guaranteed to hear about Jesus.
只有一个地方，就只有这一个地方，你肯定是可以找到基督的。
And that is here in the Bible.
就在圣经里面。
If you are not searching for Jesus in the Word of God,
如果你没有在神的话语上面寻找基督的时候，
then don't expect to meet him anywhere else.
你不要想象可以找到他。
That isn't saying that Jesus doesn't meet us in prayer or in worship.
这不代表说神不会在我们的祷告跟敬拜里面与我们相见。
But those things tend to be far more subjective in our experience than the Scripture.
但是那些事情是比较主观，跟如果跟圣经来比的话。
Particularly when our understanding of the Scriptures is made with the church in history.
尤其是我们如果从圣经从历史的教会的历史里面看这个圣经的时候，
That's how we keep our understanding of the Bible from being just as subjective as our other experiences.
那可以使我们的明白圣经就超过一个主观的经验。
If our Bible knowledge is gained just on our own or only with people who already think exactly like me,
如果我们读这个圣经，如果靠自己的来读的话，像我一样
，then watch out，
啊，你要小心。
If you aren't positioning yourself to hear about Jesus, don't be surprised if you never hear about his presence.
当你们定位要去听耶稣的话，你不要惊奇，因为你可能就如果你是这样子来定位去听耶稣的话，你不要惊奇，因为你可能听不到耶稣。
Start searching for him here in the Bible.
你要从圣经里面开始寻找。
This is certainty in the midst of an uncertain world.
在这个不确定的世界里面，这是一个确定的事。
Find the beginning of the answer. Where is he who has been born, the King of the Jews?
找出这个问题的一开始，就是说，那个诞生为犹太人的王在哪里？
So once they heard about him, they took a decisive step.
当他们找到他的时候，他们找一个很确定的一个步，走的一步。
They made the effort to go.
他们尽他的努力前往。
Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, it says.
那善博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
Now we don't know whether the star took them to Jerusalem or whether their knowledge about the star and prophecies informed them to go to Jerusalem.
我们不知道是那个信心带着他们去耶路撒冷，还是他们对于这个事情的知道，所以带他们来到耶路撒冷。
They knew they were looking for the king of the Jews.
他们知道他们来找这个犹大人的王。
And Jerusalem seemed like a great place to start.
耶路撒冷可能就是那个最好的开始的地方。
After all, that's where the people are who should know the answer to the question.
那个地方就是应该是那些人有提供答案的地方。
Similarly, our searching of the scriptures should help us see we need the church.
当我们在寻找圣经的时候，让我们知道我们需要教会。
We need to go to the church.
我们需要进到教会里面。
Where the Spirit of Christ is demonstrated in community in this chaotic world.
圣灵已经显示在这个里，在我们在这个混乱的时代当中。
Now, of course, as I mentioned before, just because a place is labeled church doesn't mean you'll find Jesus there.
当我讲过这个教会这个标签不代表说你会在当中找到耶稣。
No, it needs to be a church that preaches Jesus.
不是的，是应该是一个。教会他会传扬耶稣
that teaches Jesus,
会教导耶稣的话
that is Jesus' hands and feet,
他是耶稣的手跟脚
and that goes out and takes the gospel of Jesus to their community.
他们会把福音带到基督的福音带到他们的团体社团里面
That is a Jesus church.
这个就是基督的教会
And that's where you need to go.
这是你要去的地方
Not just on Christmas and Easter.
不单只是圣诞节跟复活节
or when we're visiting with our families,
或者说 你去会探访你的家庭
but it's part of a community.
但是是那个团体的一份子
I'll never forget a sign I saw that said, a church alive is worth the drive.
我不会忘记有一个标示我看到的就是说一个 有生命的教会是值得我们去开出去的
That's 100% right.
那是100% 的正确的。
That's why we come here.
所以我们到这边。
Wise men came from the east.
那三个博士从东方来。
We don't know how far, but it must have been far for them at the time.
我们不知道他们从多远来，不过我确定他是从当时来讲一定是很远的。
They went to where they knew they would find out about Jesus.
他们去到一个地方是他们觉得可以找到耶稣的地方。
So should we.
我们也应当如此行。
We must pursue Christ.
我们要寻求基督。
Pursue him through the scriptures.
从圣经上面里面寻找他。
Pursue him in communion.
在我们这个聚会里面寻找他。
Pursue him in prayer.
我们在祷告里面寻找他。
But in particular through the church.
特别的，我们要在教会里面寻找他。
Then once they were there, they inquired of those who would know about him.
当他们到达的时候，他们就询问当地的人。他们可能知道 的人
They asked, where is he who has been born the king of the Jews?
他们说那诞生在为犹大人的王他在哪里
The wise men were looking for news about Christ.
那三个博士他们要找关于耶稣 的消息
And when they heard it, they went to where they could find out more.
他们听到的时候他们跑到那个他们可以找到更多消息的地方
And once they got there, what do they do?
当他们到达的时候他们在做什么呢
Did they roll in late and sit in the pew in the back?
他们是就是可以坐在后座这样子的。
That's us every week, by the way.
在后面我们一样。
Did they slip out quickly and quietly at the end?
他们是不是从后面慢慢的离开呢
？Did they do that week after week?
他们是不是一个礼拜每一个礼拜都这样子做呢
？And somehow hope that Jesus would accidentally show up?
And 然后就期待耶稣突然间会出现呢
？Or Did they reach out to the people they thought would know about Jesus?
或者是说他们去找这些他可能知道耶稣的事情的人呢
Herod finds out about the wise men because the wise men are asking people about the king of the Jews.
希律王知道这个事情因为那些博士在询问他这个事情
They wanted their relationship with Christ to be more than just words in a book.
他们希望他跟耶稣的关系不但是在书上面找到
，more than just a miraculous sign，
更是希望超过一个神迹
，more than just a ritual，
超过一个仪式
，more than just prayers thrown up into heaven，
或者是一个 上空际的这个祷告
hoping that they land somewhere near him.
希望这个祷告，希望耶稣突然间有一天在降临在他身边。
They wanted to meet him face to face.
他们希望他跟耶稣能面对面。
Don't we want the same?
那我们是不是也期待一样的呢？
Don't we want our faith to be more than a set of propositional statements we agree with?
我们是不是希望我们的信仰就是不单只是一个我们的一个主张而已呢？
Don't we want it to be more than just feelings?
我们是不是希望它是超过一个感觉呢？
Don't we want our faith to be real and vibrant?
我们是不是希望我们的信仰是真实的，是有活力的？
One that changes lives and glorifies God.
是可以改变生命的，可以荣耀神的。
Yes, we do.
是的，我们愿意。
And that doesn't happen from just an intellectual assent to who Christ is.
但是这个是并不能只从这个知识上面可以找到耶稣。
From an emotional roller coaster. Sometimes we feel close and sometimes we don't, and that's our faith.
或者说一个我们的情绪上面那个云霄飞车一样，我们有的时候跟他很近，有的时候跟他很远。
Or just a belief that he's in your heart somewhere.
或者说只是相信他在你心里面。
It happens when we join together with one another in the community of faith.
他当我们的跟这个我们的有信仰的团体结合在一起的时候，它就发生了。
We share our pursuit of the holy.
我们有一个共同寻找这个圣洁的，寻找这个圣洁。
We share our struggle with sin.
我们有一个共同来为罪来挣扎。
And we share in our struggles and suffering and building one another up.
我们共同一个在经过在我们的苦难。
So how do you find that Christ-centered community and fellowship of believers?
那你们怎么去找这个以基督为中心的团体呢？跟那些有信仰的人的团体呢？
Just coming to the church won't be enough.
只是来到教会并不足够。
Ask who are the people who are sold out for Jesus Christ?
你要问哪一些基督徒他是为主来付出的呢？
Who are the people who are pressing into his presence?
哪一些人是为了要接近耶稣的？
Who are bringing friends into the faith by the hand of God?
他用神的手把他的朋友带进来的呢？
Who are living lives set on fire by the power of the Holy Spirit?
哪一些人是在活在这个圣灵点燃的他们的生命的里面呢？
Please tell me who they are.
请告诉我他们是谁。
Who are the ones? Who are the ones with a family that reflects the kingdom of God?
谁他们有一个家庭，他们可以反映出神的国度呢？
Who are the ones who sacrifice the things that the world values for what Jesus values?
谁是牺牲了这个世界的价值观，也为了基督的价值呢？
Point us to those people.
请指示我到那些人里面去。
For I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
因为我想要知道在他这个重生的能力的当中。
And those are the people who will show him to me.
And 知道那些人，请指示我。
And then we ask those faithful followers, where is he?
那我们问这些跟随的人，再问他，他在哪里？
So finally, once they had done all that, they finished their mission.
到最后他说事情发生的时候，他们完成了他们的使命。
In verses 9 through 11,
第九到十一节。
After listening to the king, they went on their way.
他们听见王的话就去了。
And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was.
在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother.
进了房子就看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚。
And they fell down and worshipped him.
就俯伏拜那小孩子。
Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
They didn't stop until they got there.
还没有到达那个地方之前，他们没有停下来。
They didn't stop until they met Jesus face to face.
他们在没有看到面对面看到耶稣的时候，他们没有停下来。
They heard about him.
他们听过他。
They went to where they could get directions.
他们到那个地方去拿这个方向。
They asked the people who should know where to find him.
他们问那些他怎么去可以找到耶稣，问那些人。
Then they acted on that information.
他们根据那个那些消息去来寻找。
They searched.
他们去寻找。
Listened.
他们在聆听。
Drove.
他们在开车。
Well, they probably rode camels.
他们其实应该应该是骑骆驼了。
They asked.
他们问。
And they got after it.
他最后他得到了。
Neither rain nor snow.
下雨跟下雪。
Nor sandstorm.
或是风暴。
Neither king nor pauper.
或是有钱人跟穷光蛋。
Neither fear nor depression.
或者是恐惧，或是这个低落。
Could stop these wise men from their pursuit of Christ and His kingdom.
这些都不能阻止这些博士来找寻这个基督的国度。
It may be that this is where you are on your faith journey.
这个可能就是你自己信仰的路程。
You've encountered Christ through the Word of God.
你在从圣经里面你经历了神。
You've come to this body of believers to develop that relationship with Christ and His bride.
你来到信徒的当中，你建立一个跟基督的关系。
You found out who the radically regenerated followers of Jesus are.
你找到那些从根本上重生的基督徒。
And perhaps you join their fellowship.
或者说你参与他们这个团契。
But you've learned that attending events isn't enough either.
但你知道只参加聚会是不够的。
You know now what some do not.
你知道有些人他是没有的。
That the answer isn't in another book.
在答案不是在另外一本书上。
Or CD.
或是 CD.
Or DVD.
或是 DVD.
Or Bible study.
或是查经。
Or a YouTube series.
或在 YouTube 的里面。
If you're stuck in between the palace of Herod in Jerusalem,
当如果在卡在这个希律的这个在耶路撒冷的皇宫
，and the manger in the stable in Bethlehem,
那跟那个在伯利恒的马槽
，stuck between knowing about Jesus and His people,
或者说卡在知道耶稣跟他的跟随者
，and actually knowing Him,
或者说。真正的认识他当中
Then look in your hands.
对，你就需要看着自己的手。
What are you holding?
你的手在拿着什么东西
？Gold.
黄金。
Frankincense.
乳香。
Myrrh.
末药。
Perhaps you don't even realize you have gifts for the king.
或者说你根本还不知道你要带给这个王有什么的礼物。
Next slide, please. Gold.
黄金。
Is money.
是金钱
It's time.
是时间
It's resources.
是资源
They can be used to purchase or trade or work for other things.
他们可以用来购买交换或是来做一些事情
It's been said that if you want to know what's important to a man, look at his calendar and his checkbook.
有话说到说你真正想要知道这个人他觉得什么东西最重要的是看他的阅历然后就看他的支票本
Have you presented your resources to Christ?And his church as gifts for him to use as he wills.
你没有把你的资源奉献给基督跟他的教会，当他的属灵的用途呢
？You may think God doesn't need my money.
你可能想神根本不需要用到金钱。
You're right.
你是对的。
But a baby doesn't need gold either.
但是一个婴孩根本也不需要黄金。
Perhaps you think you have no time to give.
或者说你觉得我太忙了，没有时间奉献。
Well, that Netflix you watch.
那个 Netflix 你在看的那个电影。
That internet use.
你在这个网络上面。
All that time on social media.
在那个一些的社交的平台上面。
Maybe that time spending on your hobby car.
或者说你这有一个车子，你的嗜好的车子。
Those things say otherwise.
那些事情就说出这个目的来。
Bring your gold to the king.
把你的黄金带到你的王前面。
Frankincense，
乳香。
If you didn't know, frankincense was a spice used to burn the temple as a perfume for the sanctuary.
你如果你不知道的话，乳香就是一个香料，是在圣殿里面的大堂里面是点燃的。
It can be considered a symbol for the name of the Lord.
这个是一个耶稣的名的一个符号。
A costly, precious incense.Used in the house of God to honor the name of the Lord.
是一个很珍贵的，就有贵重的香，是用在神的殿里面，为了荣耀神的名。
While gold's a resource that can be used to purchase all kinds of things.
黄金是一个 很有用的资源，可以买很多的东西。
Frankincense was something uniquely purposed and valuable.
但是乳香是一个独一的这个目的跟用途。
What is your frankincense?
你的乳香是什么呢？
Well, I have 11, soon to be 12 vials of frankincense.
我有11个，很快有12个小瓶的乳香。
And those are my children.
这是我的孩子。
Have our children been presented to the Lord?
我们有没有把我们的孩子呈现给我们的主呢？
I don't mean in like a child dedication ceremony in front of the church.
我不是说在教会里面举行的婴儿奉献礼。
I mean, have we truly given our children to the Lord as our most valuable treasures?
我们有没有把我们的小孩子献给我们的教会做一个很最珍贵的资源呢？
Whether they're small or whether they're grown.
不管在他们小还是大的时候。
Here's a good way to check.
这个很好的检验的方法。
What are your prayers for them?
你对他们的祷告是什么？
Health?
健康呢？
Good education?
是很好的教育吗？
Successful careers?
是不是很成功的职业呢？
Nice family of their own?
是不是他们能自己有一个好的家庭呢？
Aren't those the very same things the pagans want for their children?
是不是这些就跟外邦人的信仰送为他们小孩子所做的一样呢？
No, our prayers for our children should be prayers of offering.
不是的，我们对小孩子的祷告应该是一个奉献的祷告。
Take my children, Lord.
神，我把孩子交托给你。
Make them yours.
使他们为你所用。
Make them mighty men and women of God who will bring glory to your name.
把他们建立成大能的孩子，然后为你来做工。
Send them into the darkest places of the world and the surface of your gospel.
把他们送到最世界最黑暗的角落里面，为的福音来工作。
Even if that means their lives.
甚至要牺牲他们的生命。
May they be symbols of the name of the Lord.
让他们作为神的名的这个标签。
Bring your frankincense to the king.
把你们的乳香带到你的王的面前。
Lastly, myrrh.
最后是末药。
Myrrh has an association with both holiness and death.
末药常常会联想到这个圣洁跟死亡。
It's holiness because it was used for the anointing oil of the priests of Israel.
圣洁是因为通常末药就是为的这个祭司涂在他的膏这个祭司所用的。
It's associated with death because it was used to prepare bodies for burial.
那联想到死亡了，就是因为乳香也是用在预备这个尸体上面的，预备的埋葬的事情上面。
What is your myrrh mingled holiness and death?
那你的末药是怎么样呢？是不是跟这个死亡跟圣洁都缠在一起呢？
Romans 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节。
Present your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们当圣体献上。
Holy and acceptable to God.
是当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Which is your spiritual worship.
这是神所喜悦的。
Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
不要效法这世界，以为更新的变化。
Your life is your myrrh.
你的生命就是你的末药。
Have you presented your life to Christ as a gift for His service?
你没有把你的生命当成一个末药一样呈现给神呢？
Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "When Christ calls a man, He bids him come and die."
有一个人叫 Dietrich Bonhoeffer， 他写说，当基督在呼召一个人的时候，他就呼召他来死。
Are you seeking the death of sin in yourself?
你有没有寻求你的？把你的罪来致死呢？
The destruction of the desires of the flesh.
所以把你肉体的欲望来致死呢？
And to purpose yourself wholly for him.
然后把你们的生命变成为了圣洁来这个为目的呢？
Have you laid your desires in your dreams?
你有没有把放下你的喜好跟你的梦想呢？
And your strivings for success at the altar.
或者说你为的成功而努力这事情哪怕带到祭坛上面呢？
Presenting yourself and all that you are to him.
把你自己呈现给神，把你所有的献给他呢？
No one can do this for you.
没有人能帮你在做这个事情。
Not even those who've done it themselves.
或者说你自己都不能完成这个事。
in the midst of this world of chaos,
在这个混乱的时代的当中,
deny yourself,
要否定自己,
take up your cross,
背起你的十字架,
and follow him.
跟随他。
Where is he who's been born the king of the Jews?
那个生下来为犹大人的王, 他在哪里呢?
Even today, the question remains for each of us.
甚至到现在, 这个事情也是你自己个人的问题。
There's no other answer for our sin problem.
对我们罪的问题, 我们没有答案。
Our rejection of God as our ruler and rebellion against him.
我们拒绝神做我们的救主, 或者说我们的对他的背叛。
We can't earn our way into God's good graces.
我们不能靠自己的努力来得到神的恩典。
But there is no other name given among men under heaven by which we can be saved.
但在普天下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Come to Jesus.
来到耶稣的面前吧。
Search his words.
寻找他的话。
Go to those who know him.
我们去找这个认识他的人。
Kneel down. Kneel down in submissive worship.
我们在他面前谦卑地跪下来。 来敬拜他,
and present to him your gifts.
来把你的礼物呈现给他,
of your resources,
把你的资源,
your family,
你的家庭,
and yourself.
你自己,
throwing yourself at his feet,
你自己跪在他的面前,
and begging for his grace and the gift of faith.
恳求他的恩典, 拿到信仰的这个礼物。
In a chaotic world,
在这混乱的世界当中,
the wise men did so 2,000 years ago.
这些三个博士, 他2000年已经做了这事情。
And in our chaotic age,
在我们这个混乱的时代,
wise men still seek him.
这些博士仍然在寻找,
asking, where is he who is born the king of the Jews?
他们仍然在问, 那诞生为犹大人的王在哪里?
Let's go to meet him together.
让我们一起来跟他相遇吧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的工作。
Thank you, Lord, for showing us what we need to know.
感谢你指示我们我们应当所行的事。
Thank you for coming to earth.
感谢你来到这个世间。
The Son of God becoming man.
神的儿子变成肉身。
To pay the price for the sins of his people.
为着我们的罪来赔上自己的生命。
Thank you, Lord, for the church.
感谢主为我们教会来感谢。
A place where we can go to experience God's presence.
是一个我们可以经历神同在的一个地方。
A people who are united in following you.
是一群在同合一的人在敬拜。
Lord, draw us to yourself.
主啊，我们真的是
make us instruments of your grace.
让我们看成你的一个器皿。
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们是奉父子圣灵的名祷告。
Amen.